From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
April Ryan. What's up, April?
Hey, April.
Hey, Mark and Allison. I am telling you, as we continue in these weeks, we're finding out more and more information. Let's talk about the PPPs and all this money that many of the small businesses in this nation have not received. And I'm talking primarily minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses. And these businesses sustain a lot of our communities and a lot of us. And small business is the engine for this country. And a lot of these small businesses who have payroll are not getting the money. So right now with the second wave of funds, I've talked to various people, to include Lisa Rice, the head of Fair Housing Alliance. And she's talking about how they're working on the fourth round with the government, how to write this next bill. But in this current round of money that's been allotted, they've already gone through half of the money. There's about $100 billion left. So there is still a chance for people to get this money. But what we found out was when people were going for these loans, guess what? Any other time, they do the data by race. They talk about who has gotten the loan, how many people applied. They didn't have to do it this time. So they did not have any statistical data on Black or women-owned businesses applying and getting these loans. So they've been piecemealing it together, but what it looks like is a lot of them haven't. So they're hoping this next round, this round of money that's still available, that many people will go to smaller community banks as well as a credit union to get these funds.
Need so desperately. Look, as the coronavirus task force at the White House is talking about disbanding, there's another a super powerful group that's getting together to look into this, right?
A superpower is not even the word. I mean, it's like something out of this world. Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who was one of the first ones to ever call for President Trump to be impeached. She and Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina, who is the House Majority Whip, they're standing up this new committee in the House that is going to investigate everything, anything and everything. They're not going to leave any stone unturned. And I can't wait to find out what they find, because they've already started.
You are the hardest working woman in the White House. Well, you ain't in the White House no more.
Well, not right now. I'm in my house trying to stay safe.
And you continue to do that, April. In the meantime, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Love you guys. Be well.